Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes crazy labyrinth of your own mind. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation, and you just can't seem to shut off your inner critic? Or maybe you find yourself reacting impulsively, leaving you wishing you could hit rewind on that moment? We've all been there. That's why we're diving into the awesome world of emotional intelligence and self-awareness today. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower. The ability to understand and manage your own emotions, while also navigating the emotional landscape around you with grace and empathy. And trust me, in a world that feels increasingly chaotic, having this superpower can make all the difference. It's about becoming more aware of your triggers, recognizing how your emotions influence your thoughts and actions, and developing healthy coping mechanisms to deal with the inevitable ups and downs life throws our way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your emotional intelligence game. First things first, awareness is everything. It's about paying attention to those subtle shifts in your body, those fleeting thoughts and feelings that often get swept under the rug. Ever notice how your heart starts racing when you walk into a stressful situation? Or maybe your stomach churns before a big presentation? These are all signals, clues that your body is trying to tell you something about your emotional state. Learning to recognize these cues is like having an internal GPS, guiding you through the complex terrain of your emotions. Next up, practice self-compassion. We're so hard on ourselves sometimes, right? We beat ourselves up for mistakes, dwell on imperfections, and constantly compare ourselves to others. But here's a radical idea. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, everyone has insecurities, and it's okay to not be perfect all the time. Being kind to yourself isn't about ignoring your flaws. It's about accepting them as part of who you are and focusing on growth instead of judgment. Now, communication is key. It's not just about speaking your mind, it's about truly listening to others and understanding their perspectives, even if they differ from yours. Practice active listening. Pay attention to what people are saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear to ensure understanding, and be mindful of your own body language. Effective communication fosters connection, reduces conflict, and builds stronger relationships. Emotional regulation is a game changer. It's the ability to manage your emotions in a healthy way, to stay calm under pressure, handle stress constructively, and bounce back from setbacks with resilience. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings. It means acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and developing coping mechanisms that work for you. Finally, continuous learning is essential. Emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There are always new things to learn, new insights to gain, and new ways to grow. Seek out resources like books, podcasts, workshops, or even therapy to deepen your understanding of yourself and others. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, and a stressful project deadline is looming. You feel that familiar knot of anxiety in your stomach, your mind starts racing, you get easily irritated, and your focus wavers. But wait, you remember what we talked about today. Instead of letting those feelings take over, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress, remind yourself to be kind to yourself. You've got this. And focus on breaking down the project into manageable tasks. See? Emotional intelligence isn't about being superhuman. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's challenges with more awareness, resilience, and compassion. So remember, you have the power within you to cultivate your emotional intelligence and create a more fulfilling life. Take those steps, embrace those insights, and watch as your inner world transforms. Until next time, keep on overthinking, but this time, overthink in a way that empowers you. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the love of self-awareness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.